702. What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
We catch up now with the world of viral content. A very good morning to you, Kabazela.
Good morning to you, Bele. Listen, before we start, if anybody knows of any therapy sessions out there for Man United fans, I need it. And Kaiser Chiefs fans can come along because, yo, what a bloody disaster this weekend for both teams, eh?
Look, it's early days yet. It's early days yet, certainly as far as the DSTV Premiership is concerned.
It's been 10 years for Manchester United dealing with this nonsense.
Do you ever think that someone like Ferguson is ultimately who's going to be needed to come back?
Or I've been thinking about that.
Has that ship sailed?
I've been thinking about that, but I think the ship has sailed. Don't come and ruin your legacy, because with this current lot, you're...
good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
All right, talk to me. Cape Town installing road traffic lights. Why has that gone viral?
Yeah, so these are in-road traffic lights. So there's this video that's gone viral on TikTok, and it's at the intersection, if you know it well, Batenkracht, which is a big intersection which leads from the CBD into the V&A waterfront. So there's lots of pedestrians crossing that street. And what it is, it's you see the normal traffic lights, which is the yellow poles and all that on the road. And then in the road are these red lights. And as the traffic lights turn red, so do these lights in the road turn red. And I was like, what on earth would they, go and waste money on something like this for? And it turns out it's to stop cars from going past, you got those white lines. And those white lines are basically there to stop you from going over them so that pedestrians have a right of way to walk.
So, a pedestrian crossing, you mean?
It's not necessarily a pedestrian crossing. It's, some of these traffic lights that you stop at, there's the solid white line in front of the road before the traffic lights.
Yes. Okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So they put them on those and that's to stop you from going over because pedestrians are supposed to cross there. So I thought that's pretty interesting, pretty decent, and will help if you're a pedestrian walking. So I thought maybe this morning, if you are a walker and you love to walk around or whatever it is on the roads or streets of Mzansi, what is the most irritating thing that you come across that us motorists do? And you'll probably think about it. You've stopped over those white lines once or twice. And then the pedestrians have to walk around you and sometimes into the other side of the road, because you've parked too far over from the traffic light. So that's, obviously one big irritating thing. And hopefully these lights will solve that problem. But are there any others that, if we're listening as motorists, we can think next time and think, oh, okay, maybe I won't do that.
All right, maybe that's something to talk about, right? Talk to me. It ended 2-2 between Chelsea and Tottenham, but did it end 2-2 or was it a draw between the coaches?
When you said that, I was like, oh gosh, is that a spelling error from my side? No. But very, very, I thought it was funny yesterday after the match between Conte and Tuchel, where they go and they shake hands and then they're like little schoolboys on the playground where they're like, okay, is it come, eh? Come, you want some of me? Come on, boy. And they just have this bust up afterwards. So some people are saying it's good to see a little bit of this rivalry, especially in derbies and all that kind of stuff. So maybe we could speak about some of sporting's greatest rivalries. If you can sort of take your mind back to the days, what is that one sort of incident that stands out where you think, oh, this is the greatest rivalry I've seen? Give us some of those this morning. I think it would be great to hear. Hey, Bongles.
Yeah, I mean, I see where you're going. I think it was a fiery game, obviously, that derby right at Stamford Bridge. But are we at that point of calling these two coaches part of the great sporting rivalries?
I wouldn't say that that's the case yet. I'm using it as a hook to say, can you think of great rivalries? But definitely not saying this is the greatest rivalry. But who knows?
Seeing some stretch marks there. I'm seeing some stretch marks. No,
you must go and have some goosey tea.
Oh, all right, Kabazela. Oh, all in good fun. Some of sports' greatest rivalries. Which ones stand out for you, and tell us why? 011-883-0702.